You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
All right, guys, our incredible, she's kind of like our do everything, Hildy.
Production
like,
coordinator,
production
I believe.
Coordinator, like office, just badass. She made sure that we got some turrón because we were talking about turrón last week. And she ended up getting, let's see, one, two, three, four different boxes of turrón. And somebody asked me, I think Bob came in and was like, hey, what is turrón? And I was like, well, it's kind of like bark with like almonds in it.
I think you called it chocolate bark. Almonds.
Chocolate bark, yeah.
You're so Miami, bro. Almonds.
Almonds. So we actually have a bunch of different ones. I don't know if they're different flavors. They look different flavors. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little bit of a taste test
Ooh.
Here.
Ooh. Not so, upset if you, there's yeah, not enough no, for me.
Okay. No, there's definitely enough
you
for everybody.
I want to try it.
You want to try it? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to see show like how hard it is.
I'm with the
I showed the camera. I don't know if this is going to be on YouTube, but it's like a big chunk. It's in a plastic vacuum sealed
like a
baggie.
Mm.
This is a soft turon. Give me one of the hard
ones. Get a hard one for
in
me.
In case
she got different flavors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're different flavors.
In case members of the audience have not listened to every episode of the show last week.
Yeah,
what is the cultural significance and what is a turrón?
Turrón is essentially like something that your grandma or her sister will bring to a Noche Buena, like around Christmas
Tiabuela.
Time.
Yeah.
How's it and spelled
like,
for the people?
The classic Tiabuela move.
T-U-R-R-O with an acento. Okay. N. Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. So my family around Christmas eats this nougat candy called Turroni, which is Italian. And I'm getting some similar vibes. Is this like any relation? Like Turroni, Turron?
Can you throw a Turroni through a window?
If it's
can you injure
enough,
somebody
I
with
think
it?
Probably. They come in little individually wrapped little boxes, and like they sell it on the street in Little Italy.
In a sonic display for our listening audience.
Is that the chocolate bark one?
Yeah, I am now about to drop a chocolate bark from just
be careful. That might break.
Two feet
watch out the table.
High. Yeah. Onto a table.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Wow. Holy Jesus!
All right, now I'm going to hit Mike in the face with the almond turrón. Whoa, I said it like a French person.
Turrón?
You actually did that, and it really hurt.
Wow.
You didn't tell me not.
You were not expecting that.
I thought we were going to do Theater of the Mind stuff, and she really hit me with
that.
I told you I was going to do it.
Just,
you know, Theater of the Mind.
So the, for the record, not looking for payback.
So what are we doing? Eating this?
We're gonna try one. Yeah, everybody.
By we, I mean you guys.
The people that doesn't have, never tried them. Like,
no, no, I don't.
For sure, Woody's never had one, so we're gonna have Woody one.
It's a cultural.
Yeah, Chris Cody for sure.
I will not be taking part.
Yeah, I won't.
Never even heard of these.
Oh wow, you guys split this one.
Wait, Jess, are you just eating like a candy bar?
My teeth are hurting today.
It's a cultural. From the evidence of the conversation that we've had, this is a cultural touchstone for you.
Chris Cody's getting the classic. The paper stuck to the bottom of it.
I don't like this. This is not a good start.
Tony, this is what the Italian one looks like.
But do you eat the paper? Chris is going to have to make a decision here.
It has paper stuck to it.
Yeah, Chris has to make a decision.
I'm showing the camera.
It's not coming off. It's not coming off.
Yeah, you just eat it with the paper. Yeah, it's like
I'm not eating it with the paper.
Mike ate a cupcake wrap for like 6 years.
This is ridiculous.
Should we ASMR this?
Not for 6 years.
This is how many?
I'm not taking a bite of this.
This is the first.
Jess just bit into the paper.
Wait, Chris, why are you? Wait, hold on.
That's outside.
Oh, you eat the paper.
Chris Cody, why are you not taking a bite of it?
You're not supposed to eat the paper.
I'm not eating the paper.
No,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's way too much.
Check your teeth.
It's not paper, it's sugar. That's sugar wafer.
Billy, tell him that's what it is. The paper's part of it.
Bro, it's not paper.
I don't want to eat paper.
It is nonsense. It's edible paper.
Bro, it's not paper.
It's not paper, but it is. Bro.
No, it's papel.
It is.
Wait, you guys, everyone.
Papel is Spanish for paper.
Everyone lay out and listen to this crunch. Ready?
Watch your teeth. Ooh.
I wasn't good the first one.
You lost.
Are you okay?
It's really good. I love this stuff.
Touch Chris's crotch.
Oh, it's wafer. It's nougat, wafer
right?
Is what it is.
Oh, like egg whites.
Like a communion at church. That's what the wafer is.
It's exactly what it is.
So we like these?
No.
Like you're a fan of these?
Like
No. I don't like them.
Oh.
I'm just telling you that they're culturally appropriate.
This is like a Cuban treat?
I wouldn't say it's a treat.
More Hispanic?
I would say like it's a...
Your abuela thinks it's a treat.
It's
though,
something
right?
you do to make the old people in your family happy.
Exactly. It's more of a cultural tradition than a treat.
The chocolate one's fine. It tastes like a piece of chocolate with some nuts in it.
It's a cultural endurance.
Yeah.
Why, Billy, what are you saying? Like old school people, they'll swear by it.
Yeah.
Like, so therefore, you just do it just to make okay,
your grandmother, your grandmother's cousin.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
They bring it by and they think, like, oh, wow, we've contributed to this.
So you make grandma happy, you take a bite, pretend you like it, it goes away. I got it.
How do you even eat this one soft? How do you eat this one? You get a knife?
Just eat it. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just eat it.
All right, I'll do
so
it.
So Witty's saying that the horrible one is the almond one with the paper on it. It's not paper, it's wafer.
It's wafer.
Mm.
But that's something that your grandma would bring and be like, ay, que lindo.
I feel the Feliz pain Navidad. In the base of my teeth.
This has some like water or like.
Yeah. No, that's
like,
good.
I don't want to get
could
it on
that be the dulce leche, Turrón?
That's good. You want to keep
that's
that
dulce leche one, right? That's essentially, what's dulce leche? Caramel?
Well, I don't want to get it on the
computer. Dulce de leche is its own thing.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the closest thing to caramel, right?
Oh!
You okay? What happened?
That bad?
Oh.
You just broke a tooth on the dulce.
Ah! God, these things over here. How are they so thick?
Billy, can you bring out our second prop that's in the corner right there? As we continue our Cuban traditions, there's a box of cookies, and essentially what it is a blue tin box of cookies with the cookie picture surrounding it.
It's a shortbread cookie box.
Shortbread cookie box. I love those. And
tin,
a very lovely,
a
like, you know, festively Christmassy kind of snowy village picture in the front.
Yep.
And everybody that walked in here today, other than Chris Cody, Stu, you see the box I'm holding up?
I do.
In your childhood, what was this box filled with? Like, when you saw this box at your house or your grandparents' house, like, what did it have inside?
Weed.
Touché. So everybody that I asked about that box said the same thing at different times, and weed? Nobody heard the other person say it. Everybody, except for Chris Cody. So in that box, and we'll take a picture and send it out, in that box is always one of three things. Buttons, a sewing kit, or Elo. And Elo is essentially thread.
Yeah,
Elo. And it was filled with it, and it was weird to see cookies inside of it.
Did you guys have the little one that looked like a tomato?
Yeah.
Where you would put the little...
Yeah, you'd stick the...
You put the needles in the thing that looks like a tomato?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Do we have a knife? Do we have a knife for this? Okay. This is going to be
people need to normalize scissors as being like utensils.
What?
I think. You have to have a kitchen, and you have to have a pair of kitchen scissors.
Those
are, yeah, kitchen scissors are clutch.
Yeah. All right, let's see it.
Tony, that's can you sticky. Explain the outer shell of this? Is there two layers of plastic on
no,
this?
No, that's edible.
That's just the good stuff. Yeah,
why are they clutch Whittingham? Like, what are you using kitchen scissors?
It looks disgusting.
Just take a bite.
They're the most industrial of scissors.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, you can use them for a lot of different purposes beyond things in the kitchen.
It looks like it's double wrapped.
If you've noticed, it took the shape of the vacuum.
Exactly.
Exactly. Ready? Oh, it's double wrapped.
I told you.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, you eat that.
You just ate plastic.
No, you eat that. That's part of it.
Oh,
paper. That
one's good. Is that dulce leche? Or it's horrible.
This one's not sweet enough. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
Well, because you ate a piece of plastic.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
The plastic was fine. The inside needs more sugar.
So what's the flavor akin to? Like, what is it?
It's plain.
It's plain.
Plain, like, nougat flavor.
Oh, nougat. Yeah, sure, I'll try it.
Oh, I love nougat.
Okay, now I'm going to try this one.
You really did bite the plastic. Yeah, there was a double wrap.
Told me to
eat
it.
It is so slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's this going?
This one is the almond egg nougat.
Oh, it's so slimy. What do you take a bite?
I'm good.
No. You,
all right. Yeah, I'm going to take a...
Chris Cody, take a bite.
No.
Oh, this one smells
weird. This is your thing. Time for you to shine.
Chris Cody, come on.
I'm good, man.
This one also...
Get back to the tins.
Does not have a strong flavor. The chocolate's delicious. You want to try this one?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Mike, this one.
There's a reason why they never get eaten at family parties. They just kind of sit there.
Yeah, they do by the older people. They're always gone. Never seen someone eat them, but I always see them missing.
What do you got over there, Mike?
The chocolate one's good. Yep.
Chocolate one's good?
Can someone pass the chocolate? I kind of want some more.
The one with almonds.
The one with almonds.
Someone pass the weed?
Almonds.
How do you say almonds?
Almonds. Almond joy.
Yeah, you're overthinking it. Just almonds.
Almonds.
No. You're saying like the almond brother.
No,
like
but in Spanish it's almendra, so you could be saying almond because you grew up almendra.
Yeah. Actually, it's on here on the box of Dijon.
True.
Good night, everyone.
It's over on there. No, just on the box. I don't want that.
You can feel the holiday spirit jumping off of this post game. I'll tell you that right now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.